another episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Magwanqana. Thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, I want to welcome you to a space of truth, growth, and deep reflection, not just about classroom made of bricks, no, but about the classrooms of life. Today's episode is not easy. It's raw. It's deeply personal. It's a topic I call palace prison, those invisible chains that bind us when we waste our precious time, money, and energy on things that don't build us. Unfruitful relationships, sex, substance abuse, peer pressure, you name it. You see, some of us have been imprisoned by choices that didn't even come with handcuffs, no. Just distractions wearing freedom's disguise. Now, I want us to get into it. I want to start with a personal story. It was June exam time. Grade 12, a make or break moment in every student's life. But there I was, not in an exam room, not behind a desk with a pen in my hand. No, I was at an initiation school. Why? Because of peer pressure. The boys I grew up with made it sound like a rite of passage. They made it sound like the ultimate test of manhood. And I didn't want to be left behind. I didn't want to be the only one who didn't go. So I dropped everything, my studies, my focus, my dream of passing, all in the name of belonging. And guess what? I failed. I failed grade 12, not because I wasn't smart enough, but because I allowed peer pressure to take the driver's seat in my life. And I share this not for sympathy, no, but so that someone listening might avoid that same trap, that same palace prison. Let's rewind a little to grade 11. There was this one exam, accounting, a subject I never really vibed with. My classmates and I had this bright idea. If we didn't study and didn't care, let's just drink and show up drunk. Yes, drunk. I walked into the classroom barely knowing my name, let alone the difference between assets and liabilities. We laughed, we cracked jokes, we said, who cares? It's just school. But that wasn't courage. That wasn't rebellion at all. That was self-sabotage. I wish I had taken that paper seriously. I wish someone had shaken me and said, you are not punishing the school. You are punishing your future. Now, there's another layer of this prison, which is relationships and sex that don't build but break. So many of us mistake attention for affection. We chase validation in the form of hookups, weekend flings, late night DMs. I was there too, spending money on people who didn't care about my growth, staying up all night on calls and texts while my books collected dust. You think you are in love, you think they are the one, but what are you building? What legacy are you feeding? Too many students are burning out emotionally before they even burn the midnight oil for their dreams. And then there's substance abuse. Let's call it what it is. Alcohol, weed, pills. It starts as fun. It starts as an escape, but it becomes a chain. It robs you of your clarity. It hijacks your ambition. You start lying to yourself, like saying, I work better when I'm high. I focus more when I've had a drink. Lies, it's lies. I've seen bright minds crumble under addiction. I've seen families broken. And it all started with just a sip or just a puff. It's time we start calling these choices what they are. Palace prisons. So how did I get out? It started with reflection, owning my story, owning my mistakes. I went back to school. I took my failures as fuel. I started teaching others, like offering maths and physics classes. I found purpose in helping those who felt lost, like I once did. I built back piece by piece, not overnight, but step by step. Freedom isn't feeling, it's a decision. If I could go back and speak to that young boy, I would say, you don't need to prove you are a man by following a crowd. You don't need to drink your way into courage. No, you don't need love that breaks you. You need discipline. You need vision. You need people who will clap when you succeed, not laugh when you fail. Today's classroom is this moment, this mic, this truth. And maybe, just maybe, this conversation is your key to unlocking your own cage. Thank you for tuning in to Talking Classrooms. If this episode moved you, share it with someone who needs it. Let's spread awareness. Let's start a movement of reflection, restoration, and redemption. I'm Bulelani Magwanqana. Until next time, stay awake, stay aligned, and keep learning.